This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I really don't understand how Democrats can be so stupid. Wow, and you may be saying, Kevin, you say this all the time. I do, but here's the thing. I don't understand how they could be so stupid. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'm talking about going over the same old stuff. And look, I'm not going to give you the definition of insanity and all that. I'm just saying, when do they wake up? It's one thing if Donald Trump was trying to pass Obamacare and force insurance down your throat that you may not want, probably don't need, and you were trying to get rid of them. That's one thing, because that's exactly what Barack Obama did. It would be one thing if Trump were doing that. Trump is saying, look, I'm going to take all this pressure off of you. I want you to have jobs. I want you to do, you know, these really good things, whatever. One of the best presidents ever. And what do these guys do? They want to attack, attack, attack. I was at the airport. Had to go up to New York. And all over CNN, Mueller's new reports. He's got new information. He's now expanding his deal into Trump. It's gone from Russian collusion to now they're going to look at all his international businesses. They're going to call up this stuff. The other thing was Pelosi and Schumer were saying, we're going to beat his tax returns. This is all the old. I want you to just understand how desperate you have to be going back over the same old stuff. And Donald Trump is going to crush them. Who was I talking to? Oh, got it. I was talking to a gentleman, God, smartest, one of the smartest guys in terms of economics and history. Not going to say his name. Pardon me, but wealthy guy sitting in his apartment in the most amazing view of New York you can imagine. And we're talking and he says, you know, Kevin, he goes, Trump just rubs me the wrong way in some of these policies. And I was like, well, how so? And he would explain, and I said, and I'll give you an example. He talked about, I don't remember exactly, but like social justice. And I go to this particular gentleman, and I said, you know, it's funny to me how I watch very astute people, and they don't know how to interpret things. And so he gave me the example. And I'm going to use an example of the kneelers, because you guys have heard me talk about it. And I did mention this to him, by the way. But I said, let's look at the kneelers. I said, so everybody said, why is Trump getting involved here? And I said to him, because it's super important. I said, do you know how many sacred cows Donald Trump has taken down? And he's looking at me. I said, so I'm going to give you a perfect example. Donald Trump says, make America great again, America first. This guy kneels. Now, he kneels based on leftism, the black people and social justice and people are getting killed and all this. And Donald Trump is saying that very well may be true. That's not the debate. He's saying this country, no matter how bad it is, gives you a real opportunity. And everybody that looks like you, and for you to get on your knee and pretend that that doesn't happen is not going to work. America, make America great again. America first is bigger than your little issue. I said, but I want you to know what he challenged. He challenged the idea that black people can just use that as an excuse. Now, had he let it slide, then he condoned it. And so this guy's looking at me. And I go, so now, he's drawing attention to the idiocy that black people can't get ahead in America. And he's also drawing a point to, I want you to understand, that's a black multimillionaire kneeling, saying this country doesn't do good enough things for black folks. If we can't do good enough for you and you're a multimillionaire kneeling, then you don't need to be a part of this country. He's a racist and all this. But Donald Trump attacked that. I said, you want me to go on? I said, Donald Trump attacks Stormy Daniels. He attacked Rosie O'Donnell. He attacked Megyn Kelly. You want to know what he was attacking? He was attacking the lunacy of the women's movement, the Me Too movement, the movement that would dare try to make him responsible for all the things that, who's responsible for the nonsense, the sexual abuse going on in the so-called women's movement? You want to know who's responsible? The women. And how dare Donald Trump hold them to task? Say to them, this isn't my fault. Oh, and by the way, you had a movement, and it means you're no longer off limits. So I'm explaining this stuff. And this gentleman's like, huh. And so then we talked economics, where, you know, he's an expert. And he starts telling me all the various policies and this. And I ask him point blank. I said, you know, because he's giving me, you know, I'm kind of letting him talk himself into the death spiral. And this is a guy that I'm telling you is, well, he taught at Harvard. He taught at Wharton. So it's not like, you know, he's a slouch. And I ask him some very simple things about the economics of what Trump's doing with trade. And he admitted, he goes, well, how do you lose on trade when China's got a $370 billion advantage in America? So we got a lot of money to play with. So he brought up soybeans and almonds and all these different products. And I asked him a very simple question. I said, let's just say China doesn't want to buy any almonds or soybeans or whatever. I said, how much money does Donald Trump have to play with to subsidize those industries? And you could just see him kind of just put his head down like, okay, I get you. And I was like, yeah, he's got a lot of money. We're not losing this battle. So, interesting times. I'm watching these Democrats implode. I'm watching people that, I mean, I'm talking learned individuals that aren't giving enough thought to what Donald Trump does. And I'm just chuckling to myself saying, just hold on. Because, see, people are feeling it. People, the citizens are understanding it. And here's what we want. We want people to make this quick transition. We as conservatives that are supportive of the president are going, we want this quick transition. It's not going to happen. That transition is going to be slower. But it's coming. And it's coming faster than any time in history. The same way that Barack Obama led in the fastest growth of progressivism, which is the cancer that we currently suffer from. Donald Trump is going to treat that cancer, and he's going to give you a fast-growing, you know, cure for it, if you will, faster than any time in history. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about, folks. Glad you're here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJ Radio.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
They really should outlaw or ban CNN or whatever you want to call it for what they do. I mean, to go by, to see them in an airport is become a joke. I was flying back from New York and I was watching the programming, and they were all a flutter about how Mueller could potentially expand his investigation into Trump. And I just sat there shaking my head, and I was telling a story about meeting with a former professor who taught at Stanford, he went to Berkeley, got his PhD, I forget where. Amazing story. Truly, I mean, I was there for 4 hours speaking to this man, and wows me with his intellect and his knowledge of history. He's 80 years old. He didn't look it. He looked like he could go out there and hoop it up in a 50 and over league. I mean, tall guy, and had all his faculties. Just amazing. It was a great conversation. And a really cool guy. I'm happy to be able to say that eventually we will probably be friends. But he's giving me his angst over Trump and all this. And I'm just sitting there going, what are you talking about? A former leftist, by the way. It was funny. We began the story. Let me just give you guys a little bit more context, because I think this is helpful. So he says to me, Kevin, I was a radical liberal. you know, and he hates the definitions, but he used it, and he says, you know, I was the one, the Jewish guy walking with the black folks, and he goes and, you know, talking about the atrocities of the 60s and so on and so forth. And he's just, you know, and I was a radical, you know, liberal. And I said, well, let me stop you. I said, let me ask you today. Now you consider yourself somewhat of a conservative. I said, what would you do today if there was a group of people who were being treated like blacks back in the 60s? What would conservatives of today be doing? And he looked at me. And I said, exactly. I go, you'd be doing the same thing. I say, you seem to think you've made some big transformation from what you are, what you were then to what you are now. He studied under Milton Friedman, and he claims Milton Friedman is what brought him into conservatism. And I go, no, it wasn't. I said, you don't understand. You already were a conservative. You were fighting for the righteousness of what was going on there. I said, what happened was, If you look at the movement in the 60s and what was going on with blacks and blacks protesting and the new, what was then the Black Panthers, I said the Black Panthers were legitimate to protest. We had cops coming into black neighborhoods beating the crap out of people for nothing more than being black. We had Democrats oppressing people. You forget the politics of it. I go, what Republicans were oppressing people and beating them up and putting water hand cannons on them and German Shepherds? And he's sitting there. I go, not one. I go, it was all Democrats doing this. So you were fighting against an unjust system. And forget, you called it government. But no, it was Democrats. I said, now fast forward. Blacks today, are they oppressed? No. You look at it now and you say, look, I fought for this. You now can go to college. Everything's integrated, blah, blah, blah. So the only thing that happened was the movement changed. That's what changed. You didn't change. You're the same dude. And he looked up and he goes, you know what? You're right. That's fair. Now, here's what I will tell you. This is what I think is beautiful about that moment. I was at an event, and Candace Owens was chastising Alan Dershowitz over his views of pro-life versus pro-choice. And she was very smug about it. And Alan Dershowitz was like, I'm not having any of it. And he said, if you can convince me to change my views, let's debate it. But she's lecturing and shouting at him. And he goes, and he was like point blank, not going to do it. It's not going to work. In my conversation with a guy who is of the same stature as Dershowitz, he loves staying under the radar, but I promise you, this guy is of the same stature, if not higher. And he says to me, you know what, Kevin? You're right. And that was the first 5 minutes of our conversation where I explained to him, it's not who you are. You're the same person. See, that's the thing about conservatism. Conservatism lasts. It stands the test of time. If you go back to me and say, Kevin, you know, have my views evolved? Absolutely. But the core person of who I am is still the same. It's been the same since I recognized my conservatism. So here's a guy helping blacks, but he wasn't helping blacks for the sake of, oh, pat, pat, pat. He was helping blacks because he saw the wrong, the evil. And what he didn't notice was it wasn't just government, it was Democrats. And by the way, that's our job. Our job as conservatives is to, and Republicans, whatever you want to call yourself, I'm a pragmatist, but our job is to convey that thought to the very people that think that, oh, back in the day I was a radical and I was anti-establishment and I was anti-this and anti, and I go, yeah, so what are you today? You know, people, I'm anti-Vietnam War. Well, good for you. So do you think that makes you a radical leftist, right? How many people do you think are for war? How many people do you think are for war where we don't know why we're there? In other words, how many people do you know who are anti-World War II? I don't know any. You can look back into the crystal ball of history. Tell me somebody that goes, oh, you know, we never should have fought that war. No, we fought that war because we knew what the enemy was. It was defined. And had we not fought that war, it would be a very different world. Fast forward to Vietnam. Ask people, why did we do it? I don't know. It wasn't some global expansion. Donald Trump would tell you, I'm for World War II. I think most people, you know, looking back in the, you know, in the rearview mirror of it, you go, even in evaluating it now, you go, yeah. And anybody who was anti-war at the time would be looked at as, you were crazy. So, look, all I'm telling you is, if a person who says, I'm an anti-war person, I don't like Vietnam was just a waste of our, okay, great. So, I can see Vietnam was a terrible war. What do you think about World War II? See, we don't even stop to challenge and make people, a person that says to me, I'm anti-war, I'm anti-fighting. I go, okay, come here, bring your kid here, because I'm going to punch him right in the face. We'll see how anti-fighting you are. I'm anti, you know, punishment and anti, you know, retaliation or whatever. Bring your kid here so I can kick the crap out of them. Let's see how long that lasts. Bring your spouse. Bring your mom. You know, nobody challenges people. Oh, that Kevin, he's a brute. He just wants to fight. If I never fight again in my life, I'm cool with it. But I'll tell you this. I'm not a pacifist, and I never will be. Meaning, if you bother me, then you're going to get bothered back. And I believe that is 99% of people. Under a circumstance, you're willing to fight. But people will, oh, you have a gun. Oh, my goodness. Okay, great. So let me put you in a scenario, and you tell me, would you rather have a gun? Gun or no gun? Three people trying to break into your house. You blah, blah, blah. I don't know what they're going to do to you. You want a gun or not? Most cases, they're going to tell you, yeah, I think I'll take that gun.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Former FBI Director James Comey is again on Capitol Hill, meeting with some members of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees. Comey is being questioned about how he handled the Hillary Clinton email investigation and the early stages of the Russia probe. Julia Manchester is a reporter with The Hill. She tells CBS News This might be the last time Republicans are able to speak with Comey.
Their narrative, while they've been controlling the House during the Trump administration, is to try to investigate alleged bias of the Justice Department and the FBI. So there has been this back and forth.
Worth noting, the last time Comey was on Capitol Hill, he said, "I don't recall or I don't remember," over 200 times. According to a new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, 33% of Americans say they believe the economy is going to get worse in 2019. Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander says he's not running for re-election in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've seen the movies, the bad guys, like they'll have Bond or something, and he's, you know, in a life or death situation, or they're going to torture him. And they're like, "You give us the secret." And he's like, "Whatever. It ain't going to happen. You're not going to get a secret out of me." And then they hit him. And the teeth bleed, and then he spits out and laughs and says, "Ah ha ha, you're not gonna get it, ah." And then they go, "What if we torture your girlfriend?" "Oh no, no, don't, don't." And then suddenly, they want to give up the secrets. Okay? What I'm getting at is, there are things that you think for yourself. You say, you know, like I said, I was talking earlier in the broadcast, I said, If you say you're a pacifist and I come up and slap you and then you just leave your hands down, that's one thing. But what if I bring over your sister? What if I bring over your child? What if I bring over your mother? What if I torture her? Will you then tell me what I want to know? Will you then decide you want to fight me? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, it's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. It's funny how we overlook these lessons. You know, it's very easy for a person to go, "Oh, this is not who I am." Yeah, it's not who you are unless you put in the right circumstances. As my brother would always say to me when we were playing dominoes and he had me in a spot, he'd say, "Pressure will burst a pipe." He's exactly right. So glad you guys are here. And we're talking about there's so much to talk about, and I want to put it into proper context because, yeah, Pelosi and Trump, they had their meeting, and Schumer, they had their meeting. So many great things came out of that meeting, and I'm going to be talking about. And I know, oh, it's old news. It isn't old news. It's so relevant. It'll be relevant next week. It'll be relevant next month. How Donald Trump, what he did to those clowns. This whistleblower raid, I want to get back into that, too. I want to talk about all the police shootings that are being overlooked. I want to talk about the Clinton Foundation and what's going on there. I want to talk about the Mueller. Hey, let me tell you something. The Mueller investigation, we are still talking about it. You want to know why? Because the unraveling of the Democrats. You're watching the biggest panic in American history, bar none. Outside of when we took over the country from the Brits and everything that it took to do that, when we built this country, there is nothing in our history that compares to what's going on right now. Democrats have been in triage for a long time. I want you to imagine the level of cover-up that it takes, think about the crimes they've committed and the level of cover-up that must happen and continue to happen And this is the most elaborate chess game you've ever seen in your life, because every single thing changes the complexion of every other single thing. I mean, Cohen was all over the news. Cohen is a disgrace. He gave Robert Mueller nothing. This is a man that went to prison for nothing. He's an attorney. I would have looked Mueller in the eye and say, if you think I'm going to prison because I paid my client's bill, you know, you're out of your mind. But because of all the nonsense that's going on and all the shenanigans going on in D.C., they got to try to make it into a big conspiracy. We've gone so far away from Russian collusion, it's laughable. But you got to give these guys credit for keeping the tempest in the teapot for as long as they have. Because when that tempest gets out, it's not going to be good for the Democrats. Scandal after scandal is erupting before your very eyes. And it seems like the Democrats are getting out of it, right? Because they keep the focus on Trump. They keep Mueller right now. Oh, we're going to look further into his business dealings. Okay, yeah, because that has something to do. That expanding of the role has something to do with the Russians, right? They're going to tie it back to, you know, some guy named Boris or somebody whose name ends in SKI or has a few Z's in it. And then they're going to go, oh, yeah, he met one time with Zygmunt Zelensky. It's just delaying the inevitable. And you guys have heard me talk about this. Mueller was the last line of defense, but he failed. Now the media is doing what they do. Knee-deep in controversy. Heads are going to roll even in the media. It's interesting to watch. But let me tell you, they can do whatever they want to do. One of the things that this professor I was talking about asked me, he alluded that Trump was worried. I said, and I asked him, I said, did you watch that press conference with President Trump and Schumer and Pelosi? He goes, oh, yeah. And I go, did he look like a worried man? And he goes, what do you say? I go, you've been around a long time, professor. You're 80 years old. You've seen students worry. You've seen faculty worry. You've seen people worry. You know, you've got children. His wife had passed away a few years ago. I said, you ever worry? I said, does Trump look like a worried man? And he looked at me. And the answer was, of course, he doesn't. I go, that meeting where he's got the people who are, Nancy Pelosi's going to take over the House. Chuck Schumer is Senate Minority Leader. He's got the two highest-ranking Democrats in the country in his office. And he says to him, yeah, I'm willing to take the ball. I'm willing to shut the government down. Yeah. He says, Chuck, I'll just give you some assurances. I don't have the clip. Do we have the clip? He said, I'll give you some assurances. I'm not going to blame you for shutting down the government. I will shut it down. No worries. And Schumer, I want you to think about, if you have the video and you can see it, they want to argue, and they're interrupting him, disrespectful. I don't think they would have done that to Obama. I can't say for sure, but I don't think they would have. Because whatever he said went, good or bad. If Obama said he's going to shut down the government, they would have agreed. What's funny is Trump says, Schumer, you shut down the government before. Well, you know. What do you want me to do? You've done it. And he goes, it backfired on you. But he goes, it's not going to backfire on me. I will shut the government down over immigration. But here's what's interesting. They're arguing back and forth, interrupting him and all that. And he just, hey, no problem. I'll do it. There came a time, and one of my friends or acquaintances is a body language expert, and I was having a conversation with her. She called me, and she says, did you notice what Chuck Schumer did? And somebody tweeted me this. They said, Chuck Schumer, at one point, he looks down. You have to look at it. He's arguing, and he's trying to get indignant. And Trump says, oh, Chuck, whatever. I'll shut it down. No problem. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not. And Schumer just bowed his head and put his hands between his legs. And this body language expert sent me a note. I don't know if we talked or she sent me a note, but she says, notice his body language at that point. Now he's down. You know, he's hurt. He's defeated. And I went back and looked, And we did a graphic on it that said Chuck Schumer's looking for his Huevos Rancheros down there because he lost them. The other thing is the way the body language of Trump, how he's apparently he, again, I'm not paying much attention. I see the power of Trump without knowing much about body language. I just understand I guess I'm more the emotion of it. And they're interrupting. Trump's getting interrupted. He's interrupting back, but he's not getting loud. He's like, oh, hey, you know, whatever. Yeah, well, you can say whatever you want. And here's what he does. He argues like me. I'm dismissing your point. When your point is silly, I'm dismissing it. So here's Chuck, who shut down the government before, saying, you shut it down. You're going to shut down. And Donald Trump's like, hey, whatever. You want to keep interrupting me? I'm going to shut down the government. Yes, I'm going to shut down the government. I'm happy to do it. And then he goes into appeasement mode. Yeah, if you don't want any credit for that, no problem. I'll take full blame. Now what? And there's Chuck Schumer, head down, going, shoot, that didn't work out the way I thought. That's what I loved about it. The body language of it. Then, what do they say? We want to go into private mode. Let's take it away from the public, which is Trump is saying, I invited you here. We called a press conference. Let's show people how we work it out. Now, I want you to say, when we're talking about this, I want you to understand that Chuck Schumer, I can't speak for Pelosi, he has said, we got to protect our borders. I believe Pelosi has as well. Here's Donald Trump saying, I'm willing to do it. Chuck Schumer shut the government down over DACA. Illegals. Donald Trump is saying, I'm going to shut this government down over legals. American citizens and those who want to get to this country legally. You tell me, are you having your NFL Colin Kaepernick moment when it comes to illegals? The answer is yes. Donald Trump knows there's no way to lose here. I'm willing to shut down the government so we can build the wall and protect our citizens and make America great again, period. I mean, I always harken back to when Trump came up with that phrase and people came to me, oh man, this is so cheesy. And I remember specifically going, that's not cheesy. That is going to stick. I don't remember who it was. May have been one of you. Anyway, we got a ton more to talk about, folks. Glad you're here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Give it time, everybody. Give it time. I realize how people, we so want to, you know, immediate, let me close this. We want immediate satisfaction over what's going on with all these different things and all these different scandals, if you will. And we're not going to get that. That's not the way government works. It's very intricate. And here's the thing. We approach it from, you know, let's follow the chain of evidence. It's all there. Everybody's going to be working towards that. If you watch a cop show, there's nobody. I mean, you can say, well, there's a criminal out there fighting against you. Yeah, but there's not an administrative criminal. Let me put it to you this way. pick your favorite cop show. Like, I watched First 48. And they, you know, the crime must be solved within the first 48, or else, you know, you got only a 10% chance of ever solving it. But you don't have bureaucrats inside going, ooh, let me move the evidence here. Let me taint this blood evidence. Let me put in a different bullet so that, you know, you don't have a conspiracy inside of it. Cops are all working together and they get it solved. You have to understand, when it comes to leftists, they not only are fighting, there's a real investigation that needs to happen in the government. And all along the way, there are people making phone calls and throwing away burner phones and using disappearing messages saying, you've got to grab this evidence. You've got to delete this. You've got to get rid of this. I want you to imagine what would happen in a police organization if they had another side of it that was saying, I'm going to get rid of everything and work on behalf of the criminal. That's what we have in our government. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. And so I look at the Clintons. They're only a moron of the highest order would question a charity that made its founders $200 million, and I should say would not question them, that made its founders $200 million. A charity. Okay, say the charity's been in existence for 20 years, okay? And let's say you've got three people running your charity, the husband, the wife, and the child, over 20 years, and you paid them all $1 million a year, which would be a really nice salary, okay? How do you become, so three people doing that, you know, getting them $3 million over 20 years. The Clinton Foundation, I don't think it's been around that long, but whatever. So that would be $60 million for three people over 20 years, right? But the Clintons, not including Chelsea, are worth over $200 million. And it would have been much more if they hadn't had a couple of lean years in the last couple of years. So how do you amass that kind of fortune with a charity? I mean, $60 million over that period of time would be a lot of money. Now, I want to tell you something. I'm all for earning a living. But I suggest to you, when your charity makes you part of the mega wealthy, then you really do believe charity begins at home. And that's the Clinton Foundation. But the days of wine and roses are over, folks. Because on November the 8th of 2016, that was when Donald Trump upset the apple cart. And the warning bells had sounded long before that, because the Clinton Foundation had been under scrutiny. And I should say the crooked Clinton Foundation had been under scrutiny, but nobody dared touch him. Because Hillary could very well have ascended the throne. And that was the problem. So they were left alone. But now they're no longer left alone. Now here's an article that I found about them that I said, again, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I want to share this with you. It says, when confronted by detractors, the Clinton Foundation often uses this common line of defense. The charity is the most scrutinized in history, and no one has found anything wrong with it. But state regulatory filings suggest that this may not be true. So in December 2005, for example, the Utah Division of Consumer Protection flagged missing information in the Clinton Foundation's federal tax filings with the IRS. This is a Form 990. The state regulatory specifically flagged money spent on professional fundraisers and consultants that were excluded from the required section of the filing. So think about it. Professional fundraisers and consultants. And consultant has become a real catch-all for things. In fact, when we were filling out our charity work, my operations manager said to me, let's be careful, let's be very descriptive about what we do in the way of consulting. So when it came out, she asked me, what do you think about blah, blah, blah? I said, well, that's consulting. He goes, no, I want specifics. So when somebody looks at this, they know exactly what we did, and we will document and keep that body of work so there's nobody that will come back and go, well, that's not really good. You know, okay. So I provided detailed analysis of what our consulting involved. Anyway, in Utah, the state regulator urged the Crooked Clinton Foundation to file what's called an amended IRS Form 990 reporting professional fundraising consulting fees on line 30. In particular, officials questioned nearly $500,000 in consulting fees about which it wanted more detail. So it goes back to what I just said. The foundation's tax filings for the year in question, 2004, showed $0 spent on the required line for fundraising consulting expenses, even though other documents filed with the IRS identified more than $400,000. The review was standard for a charity seeking a license to operate in Utah. The response regulators got back, however, was not so standard. And this is where it gets interesting. Yeah. Former President Clinton's charity declined to make the change, even though Utah was suggesting the foundation's federal tax form was incomplete or misleading. And here's what the quote was, what the foundation wrote back. The problem that the foundation faces is the enormous expenses and undertaking it would be to amend its 990. Given that obstacle, the foundation has no choice but to withdraw its application to register to solicit the public in Utah. So I want you to understand, the Clinton Foundation is a global organization. It wants to get its, you know, it wants to be able to get money in any state, so it has the global charter, and then it says, okay, we got to operate in each of these states, and sets up in all 50 states. But in Utah, you know what? We're just, given that you guys have discovered some things about us, we're gonna back out. So in lay words, he said the cost of properly informing the IRS and complying with federal tax law was too expensive. So the foundation just ditched its Utah licensing requirements. There's no record of amended 2004 tax forms by the charity, which means Utah's concern about possible missing information for the IRS wasn't addressed at the federal level. Now, foundation officials confirmed the episode but say they believe that they did not mislead the IRS because other parts of their submission included fundraising consulting expenses in a category called other expenses. Our 2004 Form 990 is complete by IRS standards and we fully disclose fundraising expenditures in Part 2, other expenses, the foundation said in a statement emailed. The Utah episode, though, a decade old, and other state regulatory issues involving the Clinton Foundation are gaining new traction because they are included in thousands of pages of documents gathered in a whistleblower submission filed last year by a firm composed of former federal law enforcement investigators called MDA Analytics. So I want to just stop there for just a second and say all this was swept under the rug with the idea that Hillary Clinton's not is going to become president. We won't have to worry about this. Let's just keep everything, hold back the raging horses or the raging river or whatever, just for a little bit of time, and then we'll let it trickle out of the dam at some point later. Well, it's not going to trickle out. It's rolling out. They said the submission made with the IRS and eventually provided to the Justice Department in Washington and to the FBI in Little Rock, Arkansas, alleges there's probable cause to believe the Clinton Foundation broke federal tax laws, possibly owes millions of dollars in tax penalties. That submission and its supporting evidence will be the focus of a GOP-led congressional hearing in the House. So I'm just telling you guys, give it time. You know, but keep the pressure on. See, what the Democrats are doing is they're keeping the pressure on us by spinning this stuff into, Trump may have some more Russia ties. And the left are eating it up. But theirs is going to, they're not seeking truth. They're seeking, how can we make our story look more plausible? We are seeking the truth. We haven't done anything. The Clintons are the people that have done this, not us.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.